This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Hunger in Austin is the focus of a series of videos produced by students at the University of Texas. This is a project of an organization called the Creative Activist Network, which partners activists with creative college students to produce content that communicates their social concerns. Some of these films will be screened tomorrow night, along with the documentary A Place at the Table, which examines hunger in the United States. We'll tell you how you can go see it, but first I want to introduce you to two of these young filmmakers. The first is Skylar Moran. She's a radio, television, and film student at the University of Texas. Thanks for coming to KUT, Skylar.
Thanks for having me.
And Emily Ng is an advertising student at UT. Thanks for coming in, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
So, Skylar, let me start with you. How did you produce your film?
The first idea I had right off the bat was that I wanted to take a more emotional approach to the issue of hunger. There's a lot of ways that people can toss out statistics and numbers and stuff. But in terms of trying to garner empathy, I wanted to really bring out the emotion and the experience of being hungry. So we went and interviewed survivors of hunger in Austin. Mainly we asked, describe visually how hunger feels, to someone who's never experienced it before. And then we took those visuals that they gave us, combined it into one poem, and then made a stop-motion animation to accompany that poem.
It sounds very interesting. Let's take a listen to some of that.
What is hunger?
Two parts inequality.
One part injustice.
Familiar as your heartbeat.
The dull thud, aching, always within you.
It's a monster, clawing up your throat.
And through the thirsty riverbeds inside you.
What is hunger? It's a black hole in your gut.
A weight so very heavy, pulling you down.
Down.
What were the reactions when you approached homeless people and asked them to explain hunger to you?
Well, generally, they're really willing to talk to you about things. They have a lot of valuable insights. They like to talk about their lives, and I learned a lot about each individual story.
All right, let me turn to Emily Ng now. Now, Emily, can you tell me about your project on producing a video about hunger in Austin?
I wanted to show a more optimistic image of hunger and what people can do to help it rather than depict a more sad image that would make people feel emotional. I wanted people to feel like they could do something about it, that they could go out there and help people. So I followed the organization Keep Austin Fed.
Okay, let's take a listen to a part of your video.
I'm Ira Kaplan with Keep Austin Fed. We rescue food that has been cooked and will be otherwise destroyed, thrown in the garbage, as it were, and we take it to largely families who cannot afford really good food, and so we are keeping it out of the landfill, keeping it out of the waste stream, and actually feeding people who really desperately need good nutrition and are not able to provide it.
So what did you learn from following around Keep Austin Fed?
I didn't even know how much food went to waste. You would never think about that when you go to a restaurant, how much they throw away that's perfectly fine because they can't sell it the next day, bakeries, especially with bread. And so there's so much that they can hopefully spread more and go to more restaurants to pick up food.
You can watch Emily and Skylar's films and several others tomorrow night, followed by a screening of the documentary A Place at the Table, and then a Q&A over Skype with that film's director. The event is free, but you're asked to bring non-perishable food items as a donation. That's tomorrow night, 6:45 at the SAC Auditorium at UT, 2201 Speedway. Emily, thanks for coming to KUT.
Thanks for having us.
Skylar, you too, thanks for coming in here.
No problem. Thank you.
You're listening to KUT 90.5.